from WHYY in Philadelphia.
Hi, Mom. It's Eleanor. Hello. Anybody home?
I'm home, which isn't so lucky for you.
Mom, I can explain. I didn't graffiti anything. It was Oscar and Gretchen, but I proved it. And I cleared my name in front of everyone. There was this whole thing with my band and a house party, and eventually...
Eleanor, I know all about that. Principal Richmond called me.
Oh, good? So you're still mad?
I'm not mad. I'm disappointed.
Ugh, Mom.
I just don't know what you were thinking, hanging out with those kids in the first place.
I know.
And your grades have been slipping.
I know.
And you've got this whole new attitude.
I know.
Look, the divorce was hard on all of us, but that can't be your excuse to give up.
Yeah.
Can you at least tell me what's going on?
It's like, I don't know, I was always good at figuring things out, you know? Organizing, making sense of things. And then you and Dad got divorced, and I couldn't control it. I couldn't make sense of anything. It was chaos.
Right.
And I got angry. I lashed out, and I was pretty snarky there for a while.
Was?
But it actually made me feel worse. And I decided that that wasn't who I was going to be. I want to deal with change and cope with it, not get angry or destructive.
I think that was what surprised me most about you hanging out with those twins.
What do you mean?
Oscar and Gretchen like things disorganized and messy to confuse people and just make chaos.
Pretty much.
You're the exact opposite. When you were a baby, you color-coded your blocks.
That's an exaggeration.
No, I swear. Little piles of sorted blocks. Listen, Eleanor, you're incredibly, weirdly capable. You've always been able to deal with what the world threw at you. And what we put you through wasn't fair. And I'm sorry. We both are.
I know that too, and I don't blame you for it. I'm still sad, but I'm working through it.
Sometimes things happen because they have to. People change. Times change. The world changes. We can't stop it. It's how we handle the change that matters.
Yeah.
And Eleanor, you can handle anything.
Thanks, Mom.
Now explain to me why I can't record Donahue on the VCR.
Mom, you've got to set the timer.
I did. I pushed the buttons and got the blinking numbers.
No, you have to turn the knob and the numbers shouldn't blink.
But it was the right time.
Did you try it at noon?
Yes.
It didn't work.
Okay, just show me how to do it one more time. This is the last thing I'll ask you about ever.
Flashback? Flash forward? All this time skipping is making me dizzy. But I do know that it's time for another adventure of Eleanor Amplified. When last we left our hero, Eleanor had blasted into space in pursuit of the Omicron Gammas, who were hiding out on the moon.
They've got Dr. Gordon's orbs at their secret hidden moon base.
That's not the only thing we're hiding up here, Eleanor.
We made our own real-life Omicron Gamma robots.
Yes, the Omicron Gammas finally revealed their sinister plot to invade the world with their giant flying robots.
Dr. Gordon, I think we're in trouble.
Eleanor, if they've split up the orbs, their robots are unstable. You've only got one chance of stopping them.
This rocket ship transforms into a giant fighting robot?
Miss Amplified, plug me into the ship. Let me help you pilot.
Okay, phone. Let's go get those bad guys. We're about to have an epic outer space super robot battle. Phone, get ready to... What's that?
Barry, 10 of hands is calling.
Barry, I'm a little busy right now. What's going on?
Eleanor, I have more information about the Omicron Gamma's cartoon.
All right, hurry up. What is it?
I called up my friend, Dr. Helfrid Grundlebaum, the expert on rare obscurities. You remember her, right?
Barry, we don't have time for a flashback right now.
Real quick, it's important. She knew about the Omicron Gamma's cartoon and had heard of the mysterious, never-before-seen final episode. And she said it does exist,
but it was never broadcast because it was too controversial. The final episode revealed that the Omicron Gammas were actually the villains, and Emperor Zilgoth and his people, the Emplorians, were the good guys. The network thought the ending was too political, and they refused to air it, and the true ending has never been seen by anyone.
Why did the network think that ending was too political?
Apparently, Emperor Zilgoth and the Emplorians were refugees from their destroyed home world, and the Omicron Gammas wanted to keep their kingdom of Crystallia for themselves.
Oh!
Yeah, in the end, the Omicron Gammas were defeated, but it was a peaceful negotiation with compromise and mutual respect on both sides.
Wow, and the network didn't want kids to see that?
Back then, I guess they thought kids couldn't handle complicated themes and just decided to censor it.
Huh.
Anyway, what are you up to?
I'm in space, about to pilot a giant transforming robot into battle with Oscar and Gretchen. Oh, and they're also piloting giant robots.
Oh, my goodness. Should I call anyone? The government or something?
Sure, not the worst idea. Talk to you soon. Okay, phone. We need to intercept Oscar and Gretchen. Thrusters ahead full.
Affirmative.
Put us between their robots and the Earth.
Yes, Miss Amplify. But remember, this fight is 2 against 1.
Eleanor, buddy, what are you doing?
Don't get in our way.
Oscar, Gretchen, that's far enough. This ends here.
Hey, Gretch. Want to try out some of our super cool battle moves?
Yes, Oscar.
Solar Bolt Energy Charge!
Bolt! What was that?
Their robots appear to have advanced weapons capabilities. Ship hull integrity at 65%.
Do we have anything like that? Did Dr. Gordon include, like, a proton cannon fire rays?
There is no such thing as a, like, proton cannon fire ray. However, I am equipped with a neutrino-based disruptor.
Great, fine, yes, use that. Fire now!
Affirmative. The enemy robots have taken significant damage.
Hey, Eleanor, don't break our stuff.
There's our custom robots. They're really expensive.
Then stop trying to attack our planet with them.
We're not attacking Earth, Eleanor.
We're rescuing the planet from lemurs like you.
When we're in charge, things will be better. You'll see.
Just like on the Omicron Gammas.
You guys, listen to me. You can't live your lives based on a cartoon. And you can't force the world to be what you want.
Yes, we can. Big robots, remember?
I don't think she gets it, Oscar.
No more warnings, Eleanor.
Twin Thunderstorm Strike for attack!
Ship hull integrity at 32%.
Phone, use that domino fame conductor again.
Negative. The neutrino phase disruptor has been damaged.
What are we gonna do?
Searching for countermeasures.
Now we're gonna be the heroes, Eleanor.
Everyone will love us and pay attention to us.
You know that's not how it works, right? No one's going to thank you for taking over Earth with giant robots.
We disagree.
It's a difference of opinion.
You two are so frustrating. Just stop for a minute and think. You can't get what you want by forcing your opinions down people's throats.
Countermeasure identified.
Do it. Whatever it is, do it now.
Affirmative.
Hey, I know that music.
It's the Omicron Gammas.
Emperor Zilgoth, listen now to our words and hear our mighty voices.
We, the Omicron Gammas, will only say this once.
We apologize!
What in the world have you done, Amplified?
This is a trick. This never happened in the cartoon.
Miss Amplified, this is the final episode of the Omicron Gammas. The Rook uploaded this video into my memory.
Listen up, you two. This is the final episode, the truth behind the Omicron Gammas.
I accept your apologies, Prince Braylon and Princess Arabelle. I hope that we Amplorians can join the Kingdom of Crystallia and create a new society that benefits both our peoples.
I only wish that we had learned our lesson sooner.
We were blinded by pride and ego.
As royalty, we never had to consider anyone else's feelings.
We're ashamed of our actions.
Then let us put our energy into making the galaxy a welcoming place, free of chaos and confusion. Let us usher in a new age of peace and prosperity and tolerance for all.
That is not what we were expecting.
We thought there was going to be a huge space battle.
Oscar, Gretchen, the Omicron Gammas were wrong. Zilgoth and the Amplorians weren't their enemies.
Hey, Gretch, this is sort of rocking the foundations of all of my beliefs.
Yes, Oscar, I'm all shook up.
You don't need to do this. Just turn your robots around.
You don't get it, Eleanor. You had an easy life.
You could always just deal with things. We're not as lucky as you.
Well, everyone's circumstances are different.
We just wanted things to be like they used to be.
When we were little.
It was the only world we knew.
Or liked.
We asked our parents to stop moving us around so much.
And to listen to us.
And love us.
But they didn't.
They were too busy.
You guys, I am sorry to hear that, but...
They just told us we could do whatever we wanted. Grandpa Vincent tried to get us to help him build big steam-powered machines.
He also wanted us to drink jellyfish juice.
Yeah, that was all pretty weird and lame. We just wanted things to be like when we were kids.
We wanted that world.
Where we could be the superheroes.
Like you, Eleanor.
You guys, I'm not a superhero. When my folks split up, I freaked out. I was angry and sad, but I realized I couldn't live like that. I couldn't rage at the world and expect the world to change.
Maybe if you had lots of money.
Yeah, like a ton.
No, I just put my energy into dealing with things. If I had a problem, I figured it out. If things changed, I changed. And I thought, if I could help other people figure things out by giving them the right information, the facts, the real story, maybe that could make the world a better place.
It's funny, we spent our lives doing exactly the opposite.
We pulled all those pranks.
And made all that chaos.
Yeah, and why did you do that exactly?
To get away with stuff.
It's easy. When people are confused, they don't pay attention.
It's like we'd cause all this trouble.
And people would get all worked up about the latest thing we did.
While we secretly made giant robots to take over the world.
Up until now, it all worked pretty perfectly.
But I hope you can see that piloting giant robots to conquer the Earth to satisfy your childhood fantasy isn't healthy.
Maybe not.
You might have a point, Emma Fine.
You know, it's not too late for you two to be heroes.
What, we should just not conquer the Earth?
And instead focus on helping people and making the world better?
Yes, both of those things. Solid ideas.
You know what, Amplipoo? You got it.
We're in it to win it. 100% hero time.
Really? Just like that?
Yes. You've convinced...
Hey, Oscar? What's happening to our...
Oscar? Gretchen? Phone, what's happening?
The Omicron Gamma robots appear to be going haywire.
Eleanor, you've got to help us.
Our robots are acting weird.
My robot is methodically marching around in set patterns.
But my robot is free-form interpretive dancing.
Ms. Amplify, their robots have lost control and will certainly crash into the planet.
Okay, let's use our robot to catch them and...
Ms. Amplify, our robot ship is heavily damaged. If we attempt to rescue Oscar and Gretchen, all three robots will crash.
What? Oh no!
You must decide in the next 3 seconds. 2 seconds.
What can we do?
1 second.
Come on, the suspense is too much. With Oscar and Gretchen on the brink of salvation, will Eleanor be able to rescue them from crashing to the Earth below? Or will Eleanor's loyalty to her once kind of friends lead all three space travelers to plummet to certain doom? I guess we'll never know. Just kidding. We can't stop now. Join us next time for another thrilling adventure of Eleanor Amplified.
Support for Eleanor Amplified is provided by the Sutherland Family Charitable Fund.